it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, some restaurants change their menus depending on the season. Cuba Libre in Old City has a different reason.
This menu is a group of dishes designed specially for people who are using GLP-1 weight loss drugs.
Like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound, restaurant co-owner Barry Gutten says they developed these dishes with the help of an obesity specialist.
To make sure that it's right for their needs, which is high protein and high fiber and not a lot of carbs.
Just like on the regular menu at Cuba Libre, the GLP-1 menu features pan-seared salmon, vaca frita,
braised brisket that's actually crisped on the grill.
There's grilled chicken, shrimp, but these dishes are lower in fat, smaller for the gut, and lighter on the wallet, too.
Portions are between 60 and 80% as large, and the pricing is approximately 75% of the main menu.
For the millions of people on these injectables, Gutten says this menu fills a need. He believes it's a first in the restaurant world, but he thinks it'll catch on.
About six times as many people are on the GLP-1 drugs at this time than have celiac disease in the United States. So it's a much broader audience that's underserved.
Cuba Libre will offer what they call the GLP Wonderful menu starting October 27th.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.